This is House Rules, a DCU's Batman Young Justice cartoon universe, Hogwarts AU, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Hogwarts. This is the first story in the series, House Rules. It's in Roy's second year at Hogwarts, first year on the Gryffindor team, when he first sees, and makes note, of the runt from Slytherin. Well, actually, when the runt was first being sorted, Jason kind of punched him in the arm, told him to shut up and pay attention. That's his little brother being sorted. So Roy, like a good friend who doesn't want to get punched, shuts up and turns around to pay attention. The sorting hat hems and haws a bit before crunching in on itself and bellowing out, "Slytherin!" The boy underneath the hat turns a shade of pale that Roy would think warrants a visit to the nurse. Jason swears under his breath, and he was gunning for Ravenclaw so hard. Poor kid. They both watch the first year glumly head over to Slytherin table, welcomed by the other Slytherins with claps on the back and smiles. Jason's elder sister, Cass, is a Slytherin. But she's further down the table. When she sees them, she gives them a wave. Anyway, the point is, Roy is trying out for the Gryffindor Quidditch team with Jason. Jason is aiming to be a beater, and Roy is hoping that he gets the open spot of keeper. Neither of them are very nervous about it, though Roy is pretty sure he's a third year running off the pitch to throw up a few minutes ago. If anything, Roy is just excited to be on a broomstick and in the air. And Jason is probably eager to beat the shit out of things. Jason is a muggle-born. Apparently, most of his siblings are. And they were adopted by the Wayne family after their parents died. According to Jason, the biggest disappointment about being a wizard is the lack of contact sports and sports in general, and the fact that there's no physical education class. Whatever that is. And from what Roy understands, it's just a lot of sports and running. Which sounds pretty alright. While Roy does agree with the sentiment, he can't honestly say that watching people chase a ball around, a ball that doesn't even move on its own, without any other obstacles besides each other, doesn't seem very fun. Anyway, Jason is looking around the pitch, a kind of crazy smile on his face, before his eyes lock on something in the stands, and he groans, covering his face. "What's wrong? Don't throw up on me," Roy asks, only a little bit concerned as Jason tries to hide behind him. And while Roy might be a little bit taller, Jason is kind of bulky. "My siblings came to watch. This is so embarrassing." Roy squints at the stands, and he can see two dots of silver green and one black yellow blob that's enthusiastically waving its arms around. "I think it's sweet." Roy's own siblings didn't turn up because, well, Connor apologized, but apparently he's not allowed to cheer for the enemy, according to his Ravenclaw upperclassmen, and Mia just doesn't want to watch. "We're not even in the same house," Jason complains, but he goes off with the other beaters to go through the tryout drills. When it's Roy's turn, he gets on his broom. And from up here, he can sort of see Jason's siblings better. He's met Dick before, a fifth-year Hufflepuff who doesn't really grasp the concept of house rivalry, just sibling rivalry. Cass is a third-year Slytherin, and Jason always complains because at only a few months apart, he should be a third-year too, who just doesn't care about any form of rivalry. Jason privately admits to Roy that he's pretty sure the only reason why Cass isn't in Hufflepuff or Gryffindor is because she's a trained Aquamans, and she's a bit scary. And then there's Tim, who, if Roy is going to be honest, is kind of cute. Totally not what he'd expected from Slytherin. Though if Jason caught him saying that out loud, he'd kick Roy's ass up and down the Quidditch pitch for stereotyping. And why can't my little brother be cute and cunning and resourceful at the same time, huh, Harper? You got a problem with my little bro? Anyway, he's kind of cute. Jason is already complaining about everyone else who tried out. Not in a mean way, of course. Jason isn't that kind of person. And complaining about his own mistakes and what they could have done better, and all over joking around and probably coming up with his own training regimen to improve. Roy is probably going to have to talk him out of sneaking down to the pitch to practice after hours. They're walking through the halls on the way to the dormitory, when they both get tackled from behind. "Great job out on the pitch, guys," Dick says, bringing them both into chokeholds. "If you guys get on the team, I think our house will be in trouble." "Dick, let go," Jason snaps, trying to twist free. Roy just rolls with it, because it's Dick. "You're embarrassing." "Dick, you're making a scene," a new voice hisses from the side. "Please." Dick lets out a melodramatic sigh, letting them both go. "Oh, come on, Tim. I'm just showing them my love." The first year is standing off to the side, shooting Dick the most skeptical and judging look Roy's ever seen in his life. Like, how do you even exist? Are you real? Are you actually a being made of unicorn blood and phoenix tears, or what? He has a camera in his hands. One of those muggle ones, the digital kind. Roy wonders if it works. Well, he wonders how he got it on school grounds. Then again, it's best not to question any of the Wayne siblings. They just are. "You guys didn't have to watch. God, I bet everyone else thought you were there scoping out the competition." Jason huffs, dusting off his robes. Roy snorts. Jason lightly elbows him. "Hey, Tim, come here. This is Roy. Roy, this is my kid brother, Tim. Say hi, make nice, pretend to have manners." Roy smiles. "Hi. Jason talks about you all the time. Usually when he's talking about how stupid other people are in comparison." Tim's ears are pink. Though that could probably be because it's a little cold out. He adjusts his silver-green scarf. Hello. Jason wrote about you all the time. When he sent owls home. Roy turns to Jason.
"Really?
Don't read into it, Harper."
"You like me,"
Roy coos, poking Jason's face. "You really like me."
"Oh, shut up. Ugh,"
Jason makes a face and shoves Roy. Of course, Roy shoves back. And of course, that leads to an impromptu play brawl that may or may not draw blood. Somewhere above them, where they're rolling around on the ground, kicking and punching at each other, Dick sighs.
"Children.
Should we be stopping this?" Tim says, sounding a little nervous. Dick laughs.
"Asshole."
"Okay. I take that as a no." There's a click. Jason and Roy both look up. Tim is looking at the screen of his camera.
"I think I've got my camera fixed." "Jason, you're gonna get a black eye," Tim sighs. "Bruce is going to send a howler, and it hasn't even been a month since the term started."
"So don't tell him." "God, Tim, it's not that hard," Jason huffs, shoving Roy off and getting to his feet. Roy grimaces, pretty sure he has a split lip. Tim just shoots Jason a look. Jason sighs, throws his arms in the air, and starts heading back toward the common room. Dick sighs, gives Roy a "what can you do" look, and heads back to his own common room. Roy tries to give Tim a reassuring smile. He's pretty certain it comes out looking demented. Considering that he's bleeding and just gave his brother a black eye. Tim stares at him before making a "come here" motion with his hand. Roy blinks. Tim repeats the motion, pulling out his wand. "You aren't going to hex me to high hell for giving your brother a black eye, are you?" Roy asks. Mostly joking, as he edges closer. Mostly joking? Because he knows that Cass jinxed a group of girls' diaries last year into flying into the Great Hall during breakfast and singing their contents at each other because they called Dick a stupid airhead. Tim snorts. "No. If I was going to get back at you for giving Jason a black eye, I'd make sure you wouldn't know about it until it was too late." Tim's hands are a little cold when he touches Roy's face, tilting his head back and forth. He makes a small noise. I'm more of an herbology person myself. "Good to know. Should I be worried about waking up to a devil's snare in my bed?" Roy winces as Tim prods at his lip. A muttered sorry in response. "Maybe." Tim whispers something under his breath, and Roy feels the cut heal. "There. Don't tell Jason I was the one who did it. He'd accuse me of being biased." Roy grins. "Thanks." And then, because he's kind of, well, Roy, he ducks down and kisses Tim's cheek. Then he takes a few steps back and almost laughs. Tim's face is Gryffindor red and his eyes are wide. "Thanks. Don't tell Jason I was the one who made you blush. He'd accuse me of fraternizing with the enemy or something. See you around, Tim." Roy turns around and heads off to catch up with Jason. He takes a quick glance over his shoulder, and Tim is still standing there. Face in his hands, and even at this distance, he can tell that Tim's face is bright red. It's going to be an interesting year. The end.